Now time for our Perry Lee Compton locker room chat. One final time here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, we're joined by the Cause girls basketball coach. That is Joey Franzetta. It is brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Well, coach, the season ended in that first round of sub-state. You went to ACCHS. Tigers able to pull off the win, the final 40-31. Dissect that game for us. What'd you see? What took place? And just ultimately what led to that outcome earlier this week?
You know, I thought we played well at times. You know, really the thing that kind of killed us is kind of the thing that's been just kind of our biggest thorn in our side all year, where, I mean, we just kind of go a long stretch without scoring. And then to kind of compound that too, we didn't do a really good job of following scouting reports. We let one of their kids hit back-to-back-to-back threes from the same exact spot on the floor. You know, in about a 30-second span. So, you know, it was a combination of things. I mean, we gave solid effort, you know, but at the end of the day, we didn't follow our scouting report well enough. And, you know, we went through huge lulls and where we couldn't score the basketball. And it makes it really, really hard whenever you play, you know, any quality opponent. If you go 6-7 minutes without scoring, it makes it really tough. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to be really, really, really good the rest of the game. So, you know, that's from my perspective, that's kind of what stood out to me during that game. But, you know, obviously within the season, obviously kind of hope you kind of end on a little bit better note. But listen, at the end of the day, if we're just talking 6A, I mean, 3A, there's 64 teams and only one team kind of ends up happy at the end of the year with a win. So, So we'll get back to work with summer coming up and this group that we have coming back, and we'll see. Hopefully we can flip a few of these results that we had near the end of the season.
Well, it always turns around, you know, relatively quickly. It'll be here before you know it. I'll ask you about your senior class here in a moment, but just the growth. You know, late November, that Thanksgiving time where things are really ramping up, early December when you get those first games going to where we are now, obviously not the end result that you wanted, but just the overall growth and improvements that you saw with your team throughout the last few months. Just talk about that aspect.
Yeah, you know, this season was just so weird, and I know it's just not a thing for us, but it's for everyone else. I mean, with all those cancellations that happened early in January, it really kind of cut into a lot of the development that we had. I mean, cause obviously you cut out those days where then you're making up a game on a day that you would normally have practice. So that kind of cut into the development, but you know, I'm really excited with the kids we have coming back next year. I mean, saw a lot of growth this year from a lot of kids that had to step up into new roles, had to step up into different roles. So, you know, I'm really excited. It makes me excited for what's coming up. And then, you know, obviously with our seniors, you kind of mentioned it. I think we'll probably talk about it in the next question. But, you know, obviously sad to see them go. A lot of them had to play in some changing roles this year. And for the most part, I think they all did a pretty solid job and, you know, did what we asked of them.
Yeah, finally, Coach, you went right into it. That senior class 6, so a pretty heavy senior class. So many contributions from all. But just a quick shout-out to that senior class.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good group. You got Allison Farmer, Sid Bonmeyer, Taylor Dammy, Katie Bartlett, Tristan Buttram, and Riley Morgan. They're six solid kids and six kids that we're going to miss, moving forward next year. Obviously not only like the kids themselves, but I mean, you lose a pretty big, good chunk of numbers from your program. So, we're going to have to find ways to replace them in a lot of different ways. So, you know, but, you know, obviously pretty, very, very thankful for everything that they've given to the program over at least my 3 years here and even for a lot of them, what they even gave in their freshman year. So I'm going to miss them and, you know, obviously hoping all the best for them moving forward. And, you know, hopefully they can kind of keep basketball, something in basketball, related when they move out of here and they're going on with their lives.
There it is. Joey Franzetta, Perry Lee Compton girls basketball coach, as the team ended with a first-round loss in the sub-state tournament earlier this week at ACCHS. Losing six seniors, certainly a big class and a lot of production that will need to be replaced in 24 and 25. But, Coach, again, thank you so much for a few minutes each and every week. It goes by fast. Enjoy the off-season, and before you know it, we'll be talking to you soon. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for all you guys do and all your coverage of our kids. I know our kids appreciate it. I know our parents appreciate it, and you guys do a really good job, and it's pretty awesome for for high school to get coverage the way we do. So thanks. Yeah, thanks again for all you guys do. And I know I appreciate it. And I know a lot of people around Perry and Lecompton really appreciate it as well.